The Ranch Brown pickup was very important. I got all the information to tell you why.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Dadgum Tuesday. The days, I'm pumped that I got the day right, because the week's going to be off. The calendar's going to be off. Feels like I haven't potted in quite a while, but we're ready to get back after it. Guys, Auburn, obviously, while we were away yesterday, picks up a big commitment with Rance Brown. I know everybody's talked about it, but there's some key pieces of information about this commitment that I think are very, very important. Very, very important in bringing a lot of value to this particular guy added to the roster. We're going to break that down. Has Auburn done it offensive line? Who's still out there? Could there be some other offensive tackles that Auburn looks? Could Auburn bring in three? We'll talk about that. And dadgummit, if Jackson Coivin didn't do it again. Wins the Ben Hogan Award, the Heisman. We're going to talk about that as well. Let's jump right into it. I know everybody's probably there's been a lot of shows talking about Rance Brown and all the things about Auburn adding another offensive tackle. But there's some other key pieces of information that I think are very, very important in regards to him that I want to discuss. It's not just a three-star offensive tackle. There's a lot more to it to unpack. Again, remember, when you think Brentwood Academy and you're thinking Tennessee guy, and it's just not the case. This is an Alabama kid. An Alabama kid from Southside Gadsden High School. Southside High School, the Southside Panthers in Gadsden, Alabama. Played there growing up, and then this is the only year he's going to play at Brentwood. Southside was not great last year. They were only 3-7. So, understandably so, if I can go to a place like Brentwood, maybe get – again, I'm not – this is – I don't know much about the Southside program other than just looking at their records over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. Hasn't been great. And you may perceive you can get a better – education and better coaching even at a place like Brentwood, who has put out several, you know, NFL and high level collegiate players. So Alabama kid, that's number one. That's big. Continuing to add, you know, Alabama kids to this roster. Obviously, being an offensive tackle, Auburn has just had a terrible run. I can remember when Harsin was hired, and they flipped an offensive tackle, I believe, from Tennessee. It was a three-star offensive tackle. Colby, I think it was Colby Smith, maybe. Never really played here at Auburn. I think he ended up transferring to Troy. And then Hugh at least tried, you know, a couple of classes. Your very first class, you flipped a guy like Tyler Johnson. You brought in some dudes, Broderick Scholl. I don't think any of them are still on the roster. Just Auburn's been really snake bit at offensive tackle from the high school ranks for a long, long time. A long, long time. We've talked about, I guess, you know, Sean Coleman would be one of the last ones. Most recent ones you could go to that's like a guy that you got out of high school, had a great career, and then went to the NFL. So, yeah. You back it up with Wilson Zaire. You even brought in another offensive tackle. I think it was Mason Mathis at the end of that class last year. Now you got two in this class. So just, you know, continuing to bring in positions of need, trying to stockpile guys at that particular position. I briefly touched on Brentwood Academy. Auburn's had some really good luck at Brentwood Academy. Like, you go back and think you've had guys like King Dunlap, you know, obviously that came from Brentwood Academy. You've had guys like Mike Berry. Remember, Mike Berry was a really good offensive lineman that came from Brentwood Academy. Then you had a guy, I think there was one more. A.J. Green. A.J. Green that played offensive tackle. Now, he was one of those, like, journeymen. He was here for quite a while. But another guy that you brought in from Brentwood, Auburn's had some luck there. And coincidentally, every single one of those guys were on the offensive line. But Brentwood's put out guys like Jalen Ramsey, you know, the number five overall pick in the draft of the year that he went. Derek Barnett, the number 14 overall pick. Remember, he was like the combine, you know, freak. Everybody was crazy about him. Went to the Eagles, 14. I mean, you had guys like Ryan Carruthers, 100 pick, 165. Like, I guess that would be more towards the middle of the draft. And obviously, I mentioned King Dunlap. Just had George McIntyre, one of the top quarterbacks in the country, go to Tennessee. He's still there. Put out some good guys. Like, they've had some luck putting out good folks. So it's big that, you know, that last year he's going to be at a place like Brentwood Academy. So if you got to get a kid from Tennessee, which I know Tennessee high school football, just the talk is it's just always hit or miss. If you got to get a kid from Tennessee, Brentwood's a pretty good bet that you're going to get a decent player, going to get decent coaching. So that's really, really good. That's good stuff. The region that Gadsden played in, it was 6A, but it wasn't one of the bigger. It wasn't one of the better 6A regions, I feel like, just based off looking at the competition. So maybe help get a little bit better competition as well. So really, really good stuff. And this is, to me, a small thing that to me means a lot. And you know, you can let me know what you think in the comments, but all these guys work with, not all of them, but a lot of these guys work with like these personal trainers, and there's these gyms in these big cities that a lot of recruits congregate to. Okay, you know, in Montgomery, you've heard about Madhouse. In Birmingham, there's Step by Step, and you got Coach L, who's like they're the main guy, the owner. That a lot of those Birmingham area guys, and Gadsden would kind of fit in that category, those Birmingham area guys go to train at. You've had a lot of good players come out of there. Most recently, you got a guy like Jason Jones that played at Auburn and now signed with the, I believe, the Bucks. But these guys are tight with Coach L. These guys are tight with the guys that they train with. And it's really easy to call, to go visit, you know, have a relationship with, you know, a gym coach like this when they have a, you know, 4-star, a 5-star, like one of the top players in the country. That's really easy. When you're going and you're getting their players that are maybe flying under the radar, that means something. That creates a level of loyalty. That creates, you know, a relationship that, like, man, this guy being, you know, this guy being a Golish or Hoodie or whoever, they believe in me. And when I say that, I'm talking about Coach L. They believe in what we do. They're trusting us, you know, to train their future athletes. When you do that, again, it's everybody calls these guys when they have a top prospect. Everybody calls them. How many guys are calling them and how many guys are working with them when they have a guy like Rance Brown who could be a great college player but is just flying under the radar right now because maybe he wasn't getting the exposure at a Southside Gadsden high school. That's those little things like that to me, when you have to have what I would label, and again, this doesn't have to be a bad thing. He could end up being, you know, a starter year one. But when you have a guy that's somewhat of a developmental piece, why not try to find a developmental piece that has ancillary benefits? Why not find a development piece that may help you with more relationships maybe in the next class or the class after that? It's just that holistic thinking that I really dig. I mean, just going to the edges of the earth of thinking outside the box. I really like that. And again, I'm not saying Rance Brown can't come in and start year one. I'm not saying he's always going to be a career backup. There's a lot of potential here. I mean, had some really good offers. Kentucky, North Carolina, Arizona, Duke. It's between Auburn and Kentucky. And Kentucky will shell it out for, you know, the guys they want. Good stuff, man. Remember, all those things mean something. All those things are important. Is Auburn done at offensive line? We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, you guys need to beat the heat and get on over to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika. You can have a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis. All you got to do is say, hey, I want to beat the heat. It's getting hot outside. I want to make sure my AC is running at tip-top shape. Those things always bust in like the middle of July or August, when it's just absolutely blazing hot. Why don't you go ahead, get it checked out for no cost whatsoever, and then you can get $50 off any repairs over $300. And, hey, they're open at 7 in the morning, Central Standard Time. If you drop your car off between 7 and 9, you can even get a $50 oil change, the best deal in town. The guys are awesome. The lounge is awesome. Everything about this place rocks. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. Beat that heat. And then when you get done that, well, maybe while you're waiting, go to buyauburn.com and check out all the Auburn businesses that we've added. Auburn people need to do business with Auburn people. Support each other, man. This is the place to do it. We're going to continue to grow this thing until just about any town you go to, you're going to be able to find an Auburn person. So show us some love there. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Is Auburn done in offensive line? I don't think so. You got three guys committed right now. Leighton Von Brandt obviously is your headliner. You got Rance Brown, and then you got our boy Jalen down there as well, the interior guy on the offensive line. So that's three good ones, three guys that can probably contribute at some point in their career. One, who knows, it could start day one, depending on how the depth chart shakes out. But is Auburn done? I don't think so. This guy doesn't seem like, and when I say this guy, I'm obviously talking about Alex Golish. He sees the importance of offensive line. Remember last year, we were carrying dangerously thin numbers, if I'm not mistaken. And the very first thing he does is he comes in, and I think Auburn's got somewhere around like 18 or 19 offensive linemen on the roster. And I know some of that could be considered misleading because you do have the 105 now, and like some of those may be considered souped up walk-ons before you had a bunch of offensive linemen on the other rosters, but you know, four or five of them were walk-ons. So the roster's now condensed. So you're going to have some of those guys that are just sort of like bodies in the room. Regardless, the importance of offensive line, he got here, and I think we brought in like, what, five offensive linemen from high school last year, somehow finished that class off, Wilson Zaire being one of them, who even got some starting reps this spring. I don't see him stopping at three. You got a big offensive tackle visiting this weekend that's very, very intriguing. Nico Campus from the NFL Academy in London. Remember, Nico Heppy, I believe was his name. Auburn flirted with NFL Academy. Now, he was from the New Zealand campus. I think there's a couple of campuses. He was from the New Zealand campus, committed to Auburn, ended up signing with Florida State. But you're getting a lot of really, really big children and introducing them to football, and they're getting really good training. Now, they may not be going up against like the top competition day in, day out, but they're getting some of the best coaching in the world, maybe, And this is this kid's a four-star. I think the number 268 overall player according to the Rivals industry average. I think it's somebody they'll push for. I think that's somebody, if they feel like they can get him, they'll and they like him, especially when he comes in on his visit. If it checks all the boxes, I mean, that's a kid that they could push for. I say all this to say this staff gets it. When it comes to roster management, from a numbers standpoint, I think this staff gets it. I mean, I say from a numbers standpoint, it seems like it from the overall standpoint as well. If it comes down to needing a top guy, they're willing to go do what has to be done to get them. And for the most part, they've done a pretty good job as far as their hit ratio. Haven't really missed a ton where it's like you can tell that is their guy. You could point to Will Mensel, but outside of that, it's kind of hard to find one where it's like, boom, pedal to the metal, we want this guy, and then they just don't get him. Probably end up having, you know, at least, I would imagine, two more offensive linemen in this class, 1 to 2. I would say bring in 5 a year. Just bring in everybody. Everybody you can get that can play, bring them in. The churn is incredible as far as kids that come in and then end up leaving. Like I mentioned, Auburn brought in multiple offensive tackles over the last, you know, 3 to 4 classes, and like none of them are still here. So yeah, bring in all that you can get. I don't think they're done. I'm curious to see how it goes this weekend with this kid, Nico. That'd be the second Nico from NFL Academy if you get him to commit. That'd be wild. So, yeah, I think Auburn's still got some work to do on the offensive line. They've done a really good job so far. They're not going to reach. They got their guys they like, and they'll go get them. And if not, they'll go to the portal and try to fill the holes. Guys, he did it again. Jackson Koivin did it again. He wins the Ben Hogan Award for the second time. To put it into perspective, he just won the Heisman for Goff. The Heisman Trophy for Goff. Jackson has won it for the second time. He won it in 2024. Didn't win it last year. Wins it in 2026. So it's just, I want to give you some perspective. Okay, obviously, you think Heisman Trophy, that's a big deal. Hasn't been many multiple winners of the Heisman Trophy ever, okay? There's only been 3 players in the history of golf, college golf, that have won it multiple times. And honestly, it's kind of wild. They're pretty recent. The first one's John Rahm. He's pretty good. He's really good at golf. Just challenged for the PGA Championship, almost won that, multiple major winner. Played at Arizona State, won it back-to-back in 2015 and 2016. That's good company. Ludwig Åberg, another one that's won it multiple times. He was very, very recent. He's going to win majors. He's already played on Ryder Cups. He played, actually, it's kind of funny, and this was one of the topics I was going to talk about. He's played in a Ryder Cup. He played in a Ryder Cup the year that he got out of college. So he got out of college at the end of May, played in the Ryder Cup that fall. Jackson's year, he's on the President's Cup. So the President's Cup is America versus the all-star team of essentially everybody from the whole world minus Europe. So like, the Ryder Cup is USA versus Europe. The President's Cup is the opposite year, and it's USA versus everybody else. So, like, who's to say Jackson couldn't be a captain's pick? If he plays hot, he's going to get some PGA starts when he's done. If he stays hot, who's to say? I mean, he could be a captain's pick. How cool would that be? Those two guys, John Rahm and Ludwig Åberg, those are guys that are week-in, week-out contenders. I know John Rahm's over on the LIV Tour, but like when you have a major, for the most part, he's going to be a contender. And when they figure this thing out and everybody gets to playing back again, he's going to be a contender week in, week out. Ludwig, contender week in, week out. That's the level of player that's won this award two times in a row. I would say sometimes it's even harder to it might be tougher to win this award than even the Heisman Trophy. Because think about the Heisman Trophy. Yeah, you got a lot of teams out there, but like how many teams can really produce a Heisman? 20, 30 right now, maybe. I mean, you got to be one of the teams that's in contention, okay? And then you're essentially only going to win if you're a wide receiver, a quarterback, or a running back. Like, you're just not going to win many – you're not going to win any awards on the defensive side, unfortunately. It's just tougher. So then you eliminate, like, all those other positions, whereas golf, man, you got 13 dudes on – you know, you got a bunch of guys on every single roster, and all of them could beat you on your own roster on just about any given day. And then you go to these tournaments where it's just chock full of studs that can win almost every single day. It's crazy, man. There's a ton of collegiate golfers. And to be the best one two times is just insane. And it's not going and winning one tournament. It's winning multiple tournaments. You got to understand all the perspective around this kid to understand the caliber of player. Like, career just as good as a Charles Barkley, maybe more impressive. Put his career up against Bo Jackson. I know it's hard to compare sports, but like, that's the level of guy, Cam Newton. That's the level of guy that you have here. In golf, I know we have to think about it in those type, those type comparisons. He's going to go play for the Natty this upcoming weekend. They'll tee off on the 29th, which I guess is Friday. And then the four rounds will conclude, I believe, on, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then they'll start the match play if they make it to the top eight. So, boy, he could put a bow on this career if he were to somehow win the individual national championship. It'd just be wild, but unbelievable to win that award twice. We're blessed to be able to watch him, and he could be a fun pro that we could all root for and get behind. Guys, let me know what you think about Rance Brown. Let me know what you think about the offensive line hot board. Who would you like to add to this class and throw some flowers to Jackson, man. Shout out Jackson Coyman. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging in there through the holiday. We'll be back again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.